this bulletin, Victoria's Premier Jacinta Allan to make historic appearance at Indigenous Truth-Telling Inquiry. The organizer of a gender violence march accuses Anthony Albanese of lying about being invited to speak. And Australia's union head calls for a 9% wage increase for feminized industries. The Premier of Victoria, Jacinta Allan, is set to give evidence in a historic appearance before the state's Indigenous Truth-Telling Inquiry. Ms. Allan's participation in a public hearing of the Yuruk Justice Commission marks the first time an Australian Premier will appear in a formal truth-telling inquiry. In the lead-up to her appearance, the Premier has reiterated her government's commitment to treaty negotiations. Yuruk is Australia's first formal truth-telling inquiry and investigates past and present injustices against First Nations people in Victoria. The final hearing in a landmark case, class action about climate change led by Torres Strait Islander elders against the Commonwealth, begins in Cairns today. Uncle Pabai Pabai and Uncle Paul Kabai launched the federal court case in 2021, arguing that rising sea levels could make their communities Australia's first climate refugees. They claim the government owes a duty of care to Torres Strait Islanders to take reasonable steps to protect them from the harms caused by climate change. Mr. Kabai has reflected on the long journey to reach the final week of hearings and says he's proud of what they've achieved.
Give me the pleasure, like, to show the world what we want and what we have been battling through. So I think it's time now to have our voice put out on the table and let the government hear what the needs are for Torres Strait. Not only Torres Strait Islands, it's for all around the world who have been affected by the climate change.
The coronial inquest into the death of Heather Calgaret begins this Monday, April 29. Heather Calgaret died in custody in November 2021 after being found in a critical condition by her sister, Suzanne, at Dame Phyllis Frost Center Prison. Heather Calgaret was a proud Yamaji, Noongar, Wongai and Pinjara woman. Labor Minister Tanya Plibersek says she's not surprised people are furious about the rates of violence against women across Australia and acknowledges all levels of government need to do better. An emergency meeting of Australian leaders has been convened for Wednesday to tackle the scourge of violence against women after tens of thousands of people marched throughout the nation. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who has called the issue a national crisis, appeared at the rally in Canberra on Sunday, where he was met with both boos and cheers. Ms. Plibersek has told Channel 7's Sunrise she understands people's frustration and acknowledged federal and state governments need to do more. But she said the culture of misogyny online also needs to be addressed as a contributing factor.
Society is trying to fix it on the one hand, and on the other hand, we've got the exact opposite force happening, working against us trying to improve things. So we need to look at what government's doing, what police are doing, what courts are doing, what emergency services are doing, but we also need to look at what is happening, particularly to young men online, that is supporting these misogynist attitudes.
Meanwhile, the organiser of yesterday's rally in Canberra protesting violence against women says the Prime Minister lied about not being permitted to speak at the event. Anthony Albanese told the march on Sunday he and Minister for Women, Katy Gallagher, had asked to speak at the event but were not allowed by the organisers. Footage of the rally shows Sarah Williams, one of the organisers, standing next to Mr. Albanese and saying, "That's a lie," because before breaking into tears. Later on Sunday, she posted a statement on social media again saying he had lied and spontaneously decided to speak only because he was being heckled. Ms. Williams said representatives from the Prime Minister's office had earlier made it clear he would march but not speak at the event. Anthony Albanese has not responded directly to those claims, instead telling Channel 9's Today show it was an emotional day and he wants to stay focused on the issue.
Well, what was important yesterday was that the organisers throughout the country deserve credit for organising these rallies. I was happy not to speak, I was happy to speak. It was about raising awareness of the issue, but a call to action by all governments. Quite clearly, we need to do more. It's not enough to just have empathy.
The head of Australia's union movement is advocating for a 9% rise for industries dominated by women, saying it's a matter of respect. Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus argues the work done in sectors like childcare is undervalued and underpaid because the majority of workers are women. She told ABC News workers in aged care, another female-dominated sector, have benefited from a 15% wage increase and it's now time to do the same in early childhood education and similar industries. Ms. McManus says there's no evidence wage rises for Australia's lowest paid workers increase inflation.
Actually, it goes to the level of respect, how much we respect important work that women do in our society, and one of them is in the early childhood education sector, and they have not got the pay they deserve. If you take someone who's qualified at their level and you take a job that's in an industry that's not dominated by women, they get paid less, and that's just really not on.
Overseas, Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Cairo for talks aimed at securing a ceasefire as mediators increase efforts to reach a deal before Israel attacks Rafah in Gaza's south. Senior officials have said they plan to discuss Israel's response to its latest ceasefire proposal, which Hamas received on Friday. Hamas is calling for a permanent end to the war and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. But Israel has only offered a temporary ceasefire to free around 130 hostages still in captivity and to allow more aid to be delivered. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of people in London have taken to the streets demanding stronger action from the government to reach an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Protesters in London say they are frustrated by the silence surrounding the devastation and demand the government stops using taxpayer dollars to support Israel. One protester says he will continue showing up to send a strong message of support to the people of Gaza.
We need to give children of Gaza hope, not hatred. And it's about building bond across the globe, regardless of what religion, ethnicity you are, and know and send a strong message to the people of Gaza that we stand in solidarity with them and their children is our children. And send a strong message to government that's supplying arms to Israel that this will not stand. It's our money. We're the people that our money being supplied to kill children, men, women, and destroying their home and their hospitals.
Back home, the Sydney bishop, who was stabbed during a sermon 2 weeks ago, has returned to the pulpit with a message for his attacker. Wearing a medical eye patch, Bishop Marie Emmanuel delivered an almost hour-long sermon to his congregation at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley. Welcomed with a standing ovation, the bishop told his parishioners he forgives the teenager silent.
God is love, and the Lord Jesus, he taught us to love everyone without any differentiation. This young man who did this act almost 2 weeks ago, I say to you, my dear, you are my son. I will always pray for you. I'll always wish you nothing but the best. I forgive you, I love you, and I will always pray for you.
And to sport in the Women's A-League, Melbourne City coach Dario Vidosic has urged fans to pack out the stadium for the grand final between the team and Sydney FC in Melbourne next Saturday. City will face Sydney in seeking a record fifth A-League final, A-League Women Championship after beating Newcastle 3-0 on Sunday and 6-0 on aggregate. Vidosic says he hopes there are healthy spectator numbers for the showdown.
I hope they do come out. Like, two excellent teams that are going at each other, the two best teams over the course of the season. They finished first and second, and we fought till the very last day to pip them at the post. It sets up for a great game, and if it was up to me, I'd let everyone come in for free and just fill the stadium and let them catch that sort of fever. We have to thank the fans because I saw during the week that it's the highest attended women's sport in the country. So people have come out, there is interest, and hopefully we can just continue to make it grow.
And having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, sunny 36, Perth, also sunny 27, Adelaide, cloudy 20, Melbourne, showers 17, Hobart, possible shower 16, Albury, Wodonga, cloudy 21, Canberra, possible late shower 21, Wollongong, partly cloudy 25, Sydney, also partly cloudy and 27, Newcastle, much the same, 27, Brisbane, possible shower 26, Townsville, mostly sunny 29, Cairns, a shower or two 29, Alice Springs, sunny 26, Darwin, similar forecast 35, and the Torres Strait Islands, a cloudy day ahead and a top of 30 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.